brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, do we ever have an interesting piece of news on the front of censorship? YouTube has admitted that they take stuff down or block it anytime the federal government asks them to, just like this is communist China. And here's our Infowars.com story. Was the top story on drugs. Now it's the second story. YouTube restricts video of engineer proving how useless TSA scanners are. Good job to Rob Dew. He scheduled him for the nightly news tomorrow night. But I'm going to try to get him for the last 30 minutes today. I told the guys no guests the next few days because I wanted time to take calls and cover news. But I want to get this fellow on because he shows how it's all a fraud. And then the idea is, oh, no, we're going to take your video down or block it because that'll show terrorists how to get on board. They've done different federal tests where in almost every case fake bombs get on board. Because it's not meant to protect you from terrorists. When they make a woman drink her own breast milk or make a woman pump milk out in front of people or strip search a 95-year-old cancer patient in a wheelchair or grope your one-year-old son or daughter, grabbing their genitals, it's about total power grab domination. Just like they're power grabbing TSA now in the colleges, TSA now in Dallas. You got the Army out at the Kite Festival directing people and searching and stuff. I mean, this is what America is. The government parasites are teaching you that we're the military, we're the police, we're the TSA, and the military and police are being taught as well. They're not bad people on average. They're being told to do this. And always given, oh, we're helping the school kids get off the buses. Oh, we're helping with the Jaws of Life. Oh, the Army wants to starflight people now. Oh, the Predator drone helped with some cattle thieves. Oh, there was a shooting. Armed Marines showed up in Alabama. Oh, there was a DWI checkpoint with armed Marines with heavy machine guns in the backs of their Humvees and Berettas on their sides. And they're going to search you. You pull up to Marines with the police, regular Marines. This is what it's all about. You go to your high school basketball game. The Army's there, the National Guard, your State Guard. The Hello Kitty bag is searched. I have photos of children with little pink backpacks, one of them with Hello Kitty being searched. It's all about learn how to be a prisoner. You know, if you've never went to prison, I guess you didn't. Actually, we've seen it in movies, though, where you pull up to the prison. And the assistant warden is there, and he's like, you are doing hard time now. Out of control behavior will not be tolerated. Line up, we're going to search you. And that's what it is. TSA's there to size you up and say, five-year-old, come with me. Mommy, daddy, back off, national security. My boss is shipping narcotics. My boss is running child kidnapping rings. Devil government, devil government. I mean, this is it. This is devil government, period. Devil government. And it's just so insane to watch it unfolding. Meanwhile, speaking of devil government, we had David Icahn yesterday talking about government-run child kidnapping rings and rape rings. Oh, I'm afraid it's all over the news, but it's a minor footnote in New York. And she's recorded going, I run the cops, I run the judges, they're all in here raping the children. You know, she's in there supplying children to them. And Internal Affairs or Internal Corruption Unit went ahead and busted her. And I'll guarantee you that's a five-year investigation. That's only allowed because she sounds like the tape she was blackmailing people. And so she'll end up falling and hitting her head or something like Benazir Bhutto, who got machine gun in front of everyone. But our news said she hit her head. It's on TV, her being machine gun. But to American media, she hit her head. So she'll hit her head like Breitbart or something. Or the D.C. man, hung herself. Said she's being followed. They're after me, trying to hide documents. Dead, because police said so. It was just a suicide. And everything's fine. Government loves you. We've got that news. And we've got McCain says bomb and invade Syria and arm the rebels. That's all coming up because it's freedom. And we'll be right back on the other side.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The craziness of reality, the fact that it's so much stranger and so much wilder than anything you could make up, really gets to me sometimes. And I know it gets to you, because those of us that know history, those of us that are concerned about our society and our current present position and our future, just sit back in amazement watching government announce, yeah, we're spying on everybody without warrants, and we're going to pull you over and download the contents of your cell phone, and we're going to search your house without warrants. That's now happening. And there's going to be Army and Marine Corps and TSA and National Guard checkpoints everywhere. And it's happening. I'm now getting confirmed reports of other military checkpoints in Austin, where I live. I don't have to cover news in other parts of the country now. I can see children being searched by military and school buses unloading people and people being groped by the military right here where I live. This country is in so much trouble. The globalists know we're in a depression. They know they're about to bring us into a very deep depression. And they're undoubtedly going to stage fake terror attacks in this country and go after political opposition and start shutting down talk radio, free speech on the internet, everything.
I mean, these are criminals that will ship guns into Mexico and blame them on their political opposition. These are criminals that will give tens of billions of dollars to big city crime machines. These are criminals that give tens of billions of dollars to energy companies that never even open an office. Some of them are just P.O. boxes for Obama to give them billions. Congress admits they insider trade. They get caught giving money to their own companies in some cases, and they say, we're allowed to do this. People ask, why isn't Congress going after Obama launching all these new wars without approval? Because Congress, by and large, is a bunch of knuckle-dragging criminals stealing as fast as they can. And as America is brought into the post-industrial age by design, that's what the establishment intends, is all the people inside the system getting scared as they see their own handiwork, robbing and stealing and thieving as fast as they can, grabbing everything not nailed down. And then using crowbars to pull up what is nailed down. Meanwhile, the citizens are buying millions of firearms a month. Firearms training is going on everywhere. Millions of people are taking tactical training every year. Almost everyone I know is building armored redoubts, moving out to the country. And we're in for the ride of our lives. You see, because I was there and so many others were there for decades warning what was coming, it's not going to be like the globalists thought it was. They're going ahead with their plan with the public, a large portion of it, 30% or more, who really know the full score and waking up faster every day. More people waking up. Now, you've got a large portion, around half or more, that are totally in la-la land, and you won't be able to reach them. But those people have never counted in history. Just because your neighbor's sucking their thumb and thinks you're weird because you know things politically, or I see cases of people being arrested because they'll be outside town and shoot a deer with a license, bring it into their suburb. It's on the edge of the country. You know, pull the deer up in their backyard, start gutting it, and animal welfare comes and arrests them because the neighbors are so domesticated they think somebody butchering their own food is like evil. I've seen people at the boat dock before when I've gone off the lake to go fishing. I've seen people getting off their boats going, ooh, what's he doing? What's that? When they walk by and some guy's got an electric knife cutting up catfish and stuff they've caught. I mean, you've got this cult of people that don't know where electricity comes from. They just think it comes out of a plug in the wall. You know, the electric car people that will literally lecture you. Here in Austin, it's been confirmed the so-called environmentalists knock out the windows and slash the tires of vehicles at Zilker Park. If you go down to Zilker Park where they have the army guarding everybody, but nobody stops the sandal-wearing hippies, they're not really hippies, they're more like proto-trendy Nazis running around, and there's just glass all over the ground, every parking lot, just everywhere, glass everywhere, cars being keyed, tires being slashed. If you're driving an SUV, if you're driving a Hummer, I mean, they'll stab every tire. And they will lecture you about, you shouldn't be driving that. You need to get a hybrid or an electric car. And I'm like, moron, do you understand it takes as much energy or more from fossil fuel, from gasoline, from oil, than it does from coal-powered plants or other systems? Do you understand that, moron? But they don't care. They don't care. They don't know it's all electric cars are all a boondoggle for certain key industries to rip people off. I'm now digressing. I always do this because I don't know which direction to go in. It's just completely overwhelming that you've got a giant army of domesticated idiots that think when you try to warn them politically about history and what's currently happening and what is now admitted, that the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being overthrown, giant tax increases on everybody except the ultra-rich being deployed, just abject poverty as a political tool to bring us to our knees, political arrest, political assassinations, emergency FEMA camps, all of it now admitted. All of this now admitted, and you try to talk to a trendy know-it-all yuppie or a liberal or a mainline Republican, and they giggle and they smirk and they think that as long as they giggle and smirk, they want a debate or something. They don't get the fact you're warning them. It's like if there's a giant wildfire coming into town about to burn up neighborhoods on the edge of town, and there's smoke in the air and everything, and you run up and bang on your neighbor's door and say, listen, a fire's coming, and they go, oh, trying to be a conspiracy theorist. All I'm trying to do is warn people. And I'm staying here in this country, the epicenter of the good and the evil, where the battle's happening, to my own great risk, because I understand my forebears did this for the greater good of humanity, and I will go down with the ship. I've committed to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, it's all happening. It's all unfolding. It's more sickening and worse than I'd even thought it would be in its stages right now. The globalists are dispensing with any pretense now. Now, I want to start getting into the news here. Obviously, John McCain 2 weeks ago said, arm the rebels. Well, that's now been declassified that for a year, NATO, the U.S., Israel, and others have been arming the rebels. And who are they? They're Al-Qaeda, they're Wahhabis, they're out of Saudi Arabia, the big dog on the block. And they have sworn to kill the Christians and kill the minority Muslim groups, the Shiite, and then there's some kind of groups of Muslims that are really just Zoroasters and some mystic groups. They're dead. They'll be lined up and shot. They'll be raped. I mean, that's what these groups do. And McCain, this monster who helped write the NDAA, who says censor the Internet, this anti-Second Amendment piece of unmitigated trash, a ringer for Obama, gets up and says, arm the rebels. I remember Hillary 6 months ago said, oh, we're not involved. We don't want to arm the rebels. No, they're busy telling you they're peaceful and they're being shot by Assad's forces. I'm not any fan of the son of the last dictator. But the fact is, he brought stability. He's been working with the West. That just shows when you try to work with the West like Gaddafi did, it's over. And now Al-Qaeda runs Libya. Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda Light, runs Egypt. It's many times worse for the whole population. That was the plan. And they're going to wreck Syria, and they're going to try to start a civil war in Iran, and that's all the plan. Meanwhile, I've got to be lectured all day that I've got to give up all my rights and have the National Guard and the State Guard on the highways of Texas now. Oh, yes, the reports are pouring in. I mean, I don't have to go to Tennessee or California now. I have regular Marine Corps out on highways 20 miles from base with machine guns searching people on top of their Humvees. This is in the news. People pull up. There's Marines with the police searching cars looking for drunk drivers. I mean, it's illegal for the cops to be doing it. And I think of Arde Saveda laughing at me 4 months ago in the studio going, Alex, there'll never be troops on the streets of Austin. It'd have to be the end of the world. Really, it is the end of the world. It's the end of the free republic, okay? Okay, I've been to the urban drills. I've talked to the military. I've talked to the police chiefs, like San Antonio police chief years ago, who blew the whistle on this first. Delta Force came to him and said, here's a couple $100,000, chief, because you've told other departments and other groups, we can't be here running covert operations. We want to work with you. How about a couple $100,000 in cash? And he said, as a Vietnam Army intelligence veteran, he said, this is completely illegal. Get out of my office. Well, see, other chiefs out there took the money. I don't think our chief of police did that, but he obviously doesn't know where he's living. Because he looked at me like, I'm funny. It's funny. Alex, it'd have to be the end of the world. The sky would have to be falling for there to be military on the streets. Really? Really? Is that why I've been in New York by Madison Square Garden and across the street you see a bunch of troops with sidearms on? And I go, oh, get some footage of that. And they say, turn that bleeping camera off and run over and start cussing and threatening to physically attack me with their fist up. And I go, go ahead and do what you're going to do. What you're doing is illegal. I've seen all this footage in New York now with the police and military together. If somebody acts scared when they come over, they beat them down and break their arms. It's like dog psychology. You've got to not just fake bow up to these people. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready to be attacked by them. By the way, you knock my teeth out, break my arms, that's only going to empower people. Okay? To use a movie analogy, because folks only seem to get that, Darth Vader walks into the headquarters of the Death Star and talks to the governor, and he says, he is here. And he goes, Obi-Wan Kenobi's not here. And all of a sudden, the radio bleeps and says, we've got a break-in on cell block 1138. And he says, Obi-Wan is there, and he says, if this is true, he must not be allowed to escape. Darth Vader says, escape is not his plan. I must face him alone. You are going to have to be Obi-Wan Kenobi, folks, and stand up to these people.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite.
The globalists have been developing incredible technologies for a long time that are extremely seductive. You think the flicker rate on television putting people into a near dream state is a powerful mind control tool on record? Dear new listener, don't laugh about TV being mind control. Go look it up. It's Edward Bernays, mainline science, taught for 60-plus years in mainline college. I took community college RTF, and it was taught in the first textbook. But for those that don't know information, everything's a theory. Kind of like it was a theory 15 years ago when I talked about Gulf of Tonkin being staged. No, I would actually source the San Diego newspaper where the ship came back a few months later and they said we weren't attacked, it was staged. It's now declassified that it was staged to get us into Vietnam. That's just an example of it. It's kind of like chemtrails. We call them chemtrails, but it's an aerosol geoengineering weather modification program. Nobel Prize in, what, 1992. It was adopted by the mid-90s as testing, then under patents added to most of the jet fuel, with just a handful of companies producing most of the kerosene jet fuel to be aerosolized as nuclei in the jet engines. The White House science czar, first press conference, admits they're doing it, but said details are classified, and I get to go on radio shows and be laughed at for talking about imaginary chemtrails when the White House is having press conferences. Thousands of documents about the cancer viruses and the sodium fluoride and the GMO to sterilize us, all there. But it doesn't exist because the average person listening just says, I don't believe it, or I did a search and didn't find it. Well, you don't know how to use a search engine. You don't know how to watch my films that are free online. You don't know how to, I mean, every couple of days our writers have got some new Rockefeller or Carnegie or UN Foundation about cancer viruses and population reduction and sterilants in the water and lithium in the water to make us passive. And I mean, I don't know what, I can play all these clips of Bill Gates saying reduce population with vaccines. And if we do a really good job, we can reduce population to zero growth or even lower with vaccines. How's that sound? Everybody starts, I mean, I can play the clip again for you. Or I tell you what, if we don't give grandma end of care life, we hire 10 teachers. I know it's a death panel, but I'll teach you. The people that want to kill us are always these chicken neck ninnies running around simpering. Armies of simpering scum. You know why I'm angry? I haven't even gotten to the John McCain stuff yet. I mean, the war is full on, just like Libya. But they tell us it's not a war. We're going to bring peace to everybody. We'll do that after the break. I mean, you know, here's my problem. I got up at about 6 a.m., no, about 5:45 this morning, and I went in, and Paul Watson had already written an article at Infowars.com. See, 6 hours ahead, he's over in the U.K. New York prostitution ring provided minors for wealthy elitists. And I just said, please don't let it be true. But Paul wrote it. I know it is. So, and it was New York Post, Associated Press, you know, all these links he had. And just buried as a footnote was her in the recording saying, well, I supply children to the judges and top police chiefs and the politicians. So, you know, I don't have to worry. Telling her girls don't, you know, the actual women that she had out front worrying. But obviously they blackmailed the wrong person or somebody wants to scare everybody else. This always happens right before wars and key events is they'll bust a few madams so everybody knows, hey, you could be next. You should probably go the way of Palfrey, though Palfrey didn't have underage people. And then, of course, Paul links to all the cases of dungeons they find with little kids in it. And then it turns out the governors and police chiefs are running them. And then dungeons full of women, men, CPS delivering, and little kids loaded on aircraft here in the U.S. I mean, I can't even read this stuff anymore. See, I've been there. I was there when a young family, we were helping as the CPS had visited him, blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. He was an auto mechanic. They were saving up money for a month, living in a hotel to finally get an apartment. And when they went to have the baby, they called me. The CPS was there. When I opened the door, and there's footage of a bunch of this, Mike Hansen was behind me, but when I opened the door, they were choking her and putting a piece of paper in front of her to sign it. And, of course, there was that thing to defend a woman, but it was cops. And they turned. I saw their eyes. It was like, whoa, these are actual, you know, pervs. And I was like, whoa, whoa. And it was hitting me hard. And then I didn't attack them. And so I went outside and started crying and crawling around on the ground. And I was watching the potbelly CPS people as they took the baby, like having a demonic vampire feast. And it just, it tears my guts out. I can't handle it. I hate them. I mean, they're just everywhere. Ugh.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When they're up, and kick them while they're down. And when they kick us with lies, we slam them like a ton of bricks with truth. Crush them.
I need my living on the evening news. Just give me something, something I can use.
Yeah, they try to train us to fight with each other. And to sell us that the general public is who's bad? No, it's the criminals that have gotten into government. Blows me away that I had Colonel Schaefer on, who ran the unit trying to kill bin Laden, who could have killed him twice, declassified on record. CIA tried to stop publication of his book, Operation Darkheart. And he's on my show without prompting, and he says, the number two to number three guy, some say number one in Al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, is a government mole working for the FBI. Now, we already know that. But this is a guy who has the classified info, and then he starts, you know, giving you the backstory. But of course, not telling you what he's saying is classified. Let me explain this again. Al-Qaeda is the creation, not of America. We always think, well, are you saying America created Al-Qaeda? America is a corn farmer in Kansas. America is a machinist in Michigan. America is a school teacher in Florida. America is a police officer in Austin, Texas. America is a nurse in California. America is a wildlife manager in Idaho. America is an author in Seattle. America is a artist in Kentucky or New Mexico. America is a mother in Chicago. America isn't these foreign megabanks who induced us into fraudulent derivatives that we signed on to that are their debt, openly announcing world government in all the financial publications, The Economist, Financial Times of London. Oh, world government run by megabanks you pay carbon taxes to and VAT taxes to, that'll fix it. We just got this idea for global government. Separately, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, MSNBC, Media Matters, George Soros, police manuals, anybody that says banks are going to set up a world government is a cop killer waiting to kill you. They're terrorist police. Watch out. See, because we're the ones that actually know what's going on. So the bad guys running the country that have hijacked it, they're telling you we're the bad guys. I mean, that's 2 + 2 = 4. That's 1 + 1 = 2. I mean, can you not see we were right? Can we not get an apology? Well, I am starting to get apologies, but it's not enough. People don't laugh anymore, though. They say, what are you going to do about it? Well, you know what? I'm sure not going to just sit here. You know, I used to wonder, why don't they use monkeys to test radiation on? Almost exact same physiology as a human. You know, why don't they use pigs? Well, for whatever reason, almost exact same response to chemicals and drugs. Not all mammals are the same. A dog eats chocolate, it dies. Eats onions, it dies. Humans, great, good for you. Pig can eat chocolate. Pig can eat onions. Chimpanzee can all day long. See, rats, porcines, that's pigs, and apes, and most monkeys, same deal. Why don't they test on them? They test on foster children. This is declassified tens of thousands of times. This is on record what you're hearing. Just go look it up. It's a hall of horrors unending for a trillion miles. Of real people, real little kids. One that I couldn't believe, I talk about all the time, it's just one I know you can pull up and find quickly. It was about 5 years ago now. New York Daily News and others reported it because CPS workers had souls. They're not all pedophiles or mercenaries. And said, yeah, we're ordered to take poor children, mainly black, because the system doesn't think, well, they're just black people. I mean, it must not be true. You know, let it happen. It's like the Godfather's based on a true story. And they're in the big mafia meeting, and he says, I don't want drugs sold near playgrounds and schools. Keep it in the colored areas. They're animals. Let them lose their souls. And you got to love that oxymoron. They're animals. Let them lose their souls. Obviously, they're not animals. They have souls. And the whole movie by Mario Puzo is based on real people, you know. Frank Sinatra's name's changed. The particular mob boss's name has changed. It's a story about corruption. You know, the old mob boss is like, the women, the gambling, I have my friends. They will allow that. But this drugs will destroy us. They're like, well, let us have a compromise. If Don Corleone gives us all the judges and police that he has in his pocket, you know, we will pay him. And we will agree to keep it in the colored areas. And then that's where you turn the police loose. And then it's like, oh, those minorities, hookers, drugs, because that's where it was allowed to operate. And then that's the culture that's sold. And then you help destroy a culture, and then you sit there, and after you've cut their legs off, societally, economically, spiritually, you make fun of them. Oh, that's real good. That's real nice. And then there's a culture of anti-white racism against the general bleeding heart liberals see it's a synthesis, and then other people get mad at all the racism coming out of minority communities and say, why are you mad at me? I'm not against you. And the system plays us off against each other. That's the same thing. It's always divide and conquer. We're all under attack from this system. Now I'll get into the big wars. I mean, World War III has already begun. The only question is, will nuclear or biological or chemical weapons get involved? And I'm going to explain that in a moment. But again, I come across an article like this, and I don't even want to read it because I already know almost everything in there. But I start thinking about, they're not just killing them by rape or torture. I think about that New York Daily News article and others. In a group of articles about them taking foster kids and testing dangerous toxic AIDS drugs on them when they didn't even have HIV. But buried in there was chemical makers order a kid, like you order some rats to your lab. And it was describing the CPS people that went public, how they would go and tell the black mother, we'll take that two-year-old if you don't sign over the eight-year-old. And they know how instincts are. They know, okay, I'll sign over the eight-year-old. And then how they took the little black boy, 8 years old, who was playing soccer and going to school, having a life, and how they started giving him the pesticides in his locker room. He started trying to break out. So they tied him down the last few weeks, and they slowly gave him, in a feeding tube down his throat, the pesticide until they killed him. Now, that's your government, okay? I mean, we're talking, it's run by absolute Jeffrey Dahmer's, okay? That's Jeffrey Dahmer stuff. And, I come up to Austin cops multiple times, but I told you the P.F. Chang story about 4 years ago when it was in the news again about Dyne Corp running giant child kidnapping rings. And I was getting death threats about talking about it at the time. And my family threatened, but I went ahead and went through that fear, because it isn't fear anymore. It causes rage and commitment. And I walked over to a bunch of, it was a commander and some other cops, and they were all arrogant and haughty, just like everybody else in this godforsaken country going to hell. I mean, we're about to be judged, man. This country's going to get Germany. Over 20 million Germans died in World War II. Non-military. What, like 2.5 million German soldiers died? You think we're going to get out of this? You think the Soviets got out of it? I mean, this country is going to be destroyed by its own evil, guaranteed, unless we turn away from wickedness. And I said, that Dyne Corp building right there, that's one of the nationwide centers, and they run child kidnapping rings. It's in the news. Please look it up. And the big cop laughed at me. He said, I know who they are. I work for them. And he got this feeling of power. And the other cops laughed. And I looked in their eyes. I could tell they weren't involved in any of the child stuff. They just enjoyed the power of being under those black wings. It was almost like I could see a giant 1,000-foot devil, angel, standing over them. And they were under its wings. And they liked it. They liked being under those black wings. That's where they want to be. Oh, man. And it was just like being punched in the stomach. Not that they laughed at me, but that they had, that you could make a joke about something that evil. That you could just out of hand, like I'm supposed to walk over, let's see if, hey, that Dyne Corp, you know about them? Imagine if it wasn't some big corporation and they were a group doing that to kids. You think the cops want to hear, but instead, no, I guess they worked there for security events. It's like, I know who they are. I work for them. And all the cops are, shining on to that evil. And I could see all of their eternal souls one big step closer to eternal hellfire. And I'm not trying to be a preacher here. It's just what comes out of me. And there's this new big article about this big madam supplying them to the police, judges, and top politicians in the recordings. And they couldn't bust them for 5 years because the police were blocking the investigation. The New York Post and others report. And it was the Internal Corruption Bureau that was able to go after her. Wonder how long she's going to live. And, man, this article gets into the little kids locked up in dungeons and everything. I can't read it. If you want to go read it, go read it. somebody's got to stand up for these children. I mean, I look at how innocent and good children are, and I think about people that want to hurt them. And let me tell you something. You know what I think about doing, don't you? Because you want to do the same thing. And that's a natural response. But we've got to use the info war against these people, and we've got to identify them, and we've got to go up against them. And if, you know what? If cops and people want to laugh about it, I know there are a lot of police out there that know, and we'll go look this up, and they know we're not making it up, and I don't know what you're going to do about it. Obviously, they're not all bad, or this wouldn't, they wouldn't even be busting this group right now. The problem is we have denied evil for so long. I mean, if you're in a listener and you're like, they're not tying kids down and testing pesticides on them until they die. You know what? You better go look it up. Because CPS workers blew the whistle. It was confirmed it was going on. And then the news was like, well, they're going to stop doing it now. And no one got in trouble. And the CPS workers got fired or reassigned and blew the whistle. I mean, they're using national security, trading with the enemy espionage acts against hundreds of reporters in America now that report on corruption. I mean, we're getting down to the wire here. Of course the people serving evil are a bunch of pedophiles and child rapists. I mean, who else would want to destroy America? Who else would want to sell us out? Who else would want to fund Al-Qaeda? Who else would want to put poisons and vaccines in the food and water? I mean, I'm going to give all the enforcers another little message and memo here. And you ignore this at your grave peril. I'm going to give you a message here. Did you get a memo about the vaccines being tainted with cancer viruses and sterilants? Did you get a memo about what they call fluoride in the water with hundreds of deadly chemicals in it? Did you get a memo about GMO in every study sterilizing the rodents within three generations that they give it to? Did you see all the public Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation documents in the 60s planning all this? Do you notice all the health problems in you and your family? Do you know about all the statistics? Do you understand you, even if you think you're serving the system, because I've seen a lot of weak cowards out there who get into like make-believe. I see this in business and life a lot. You'll see delusional people. They'll say, Alex Jones isn't even a radio host. And they'll go, or Alex Jones has been discredited and defeated. It's like a fake victory. It's like announcing you're the king of England and you're not. It's like a culture of delusion. See, I don't live in delusion. I live in reality. I try to live as close to reality as I can get. Doesn't mean I don't look through rose-colored glasses. Doesn't mean I don't have all the answers. The point is, I'm trying to live in reality. I can pull back and look at myself, you know, in the third person, the creepy third person, and say what Alex Jones stands for, because I know myself, and I try to know my enemies. And I'm someone committed to a cause of liberty and basic decency and honor. And the system that taps my phones and everything knows that. And that's why all their assaults are about how I'm not real. I'm not good. Because by looking at myself and Ron Paul and others, who are examples of people standing up and having an effect who are good, not perfect, but our hearts are good. We want to be good. That is a testament to others to be an example. So that you can model yourself off of what we've done and be even greater. That's how humans work. So they want to pull down everything good so that you can't recognize good from evil. There is evil in the world. They also want you to deny that's going on when it's the current system we're under, but only point at others and say that's the evil. I mean, look at some of these other headlines. USA Today. Sony patents technique of beaming info directly in the brain. Video games that plug into your brain wirelessly. They've had that stuff for 30, 40 years, the different patents. Now it's all going to be rolled out. And you're not, you think you're already mesmerized by the computer, your iPhone. I remember DARPA 10 years ago or so was in the Baltimore Sun. And they said, yeah. Conspiracy theorists will go wild with this, but we are testing through cell towers different wavelengths to calm the public during emergencies. Kind of like the Japanese and U.S. government are on the news. You can pull it up saying maybe we need to put lithium in the water to make everybody happy. And statins. Maybe Prozac. Well, you go look at the water test in major cities like Dallas. It's hundreds of times what could be there from runoff. They're already adding Prozac to the water. when they do the studies in the major cities, it's not one of the particular designer serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It's a general, high-quality, wide-spectrum, fluoride-based serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So deadly, it's making the fish not care to swim right up and bite on hooks. Shrimp come right up and be eaten by fish. It's just turning them into zombies. Lackadaisical zombies. Of course the public can't wake up in many cases if they weren't awake before, because we've been hit with chemical weapons. People are like, why are you risking your life? They could get you. I'm already walking dead. I'm living in a country where we're hit with chemical weapons, psychotronic weapons, and DARPA says, yeah, we got wavelength systems. We're testing them to make you be calm. Remember I told people 10 years ago they're going to have sound cannons and microwave guns? Oh, you're crazy. It's in government documents now. They're out there. The government's now announced they've got a thing that makes sure you can't talk in courtrooms and on the street, where they hit you with tanks, with these beams where no one can talk, that freezes your vocal cords. That was what Associated Press 2 days ago. I mean, okay, you want to serve this system? And now, when you buy the video game, it's going to beam directly into your brain like a wirehead, where you're so addicted to it that you're now in the Matrix. People are being inserted into the Matrix. We're being sucked in to the television, the new drug. It's here. It probably is Armageddon, the devil on the scene, everything.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
All right, I haven't even gotten to big news yet, but I've already covered quite a bit of it. We're going to open the phones in the next hour, then I guess for 30 minutes, then more calls. Okay, look, as you know, they're following the exact same script that they used with Libya, that, oh, we're not backing the rebels, and then, oh, we're only aiding them a little bit, oh, we're only going to bomb and send in some special forces to advise, this is not a war. And then they put al-Qaeda in charge, wreck the entire infrastructure, blow up the water treatment plants, the bridges, everything. Blow up the major, you know, hotels, shoot everybody up, start ethnic cleansing. It'll be in the news when they bring down Syria, which there's a good chance they will, that they're killing the minority Muslim groups and the Christians. It'll just be a footnote like, oh, too bad, things didn't go well there. No, things are going to go very well. And then they're going to say, give your rights up or the Muslims are going to get you, the very ones publicly run by the globalists that run our country. See, America's run by the terrorists. Now, Hillary said 6 months ago, we will never bombard or never fund rebels. Well, they've been funding the rebels. In fact, just a big article came out yesterday that got leaked out of the Pentagon, where this is months ago, they were saying, we'll blow up buildings, we'll engage in terror attacks, we'll blame it on the Syrian government in part of the cases, which is exactly what Tarpley said when he went over there, was that the consensus was the snipers were shooting peaceful people as a full-spectrum dominance to then say that it was Assad's forces. And I'm not saying that their government isn't doing stuff as well, but you better believe this invasion is not on to bring peace, love, happiness, and patty cake to Syria. Now, here's McCain yesterday saying airstrikes. But again, these are just to aid the protesters who he wants to arm further. You know, protesters with machine guns and rocket launchers. In the case of Libya, tanks and aircraft. Oh, yeah. So let's go ahead and go to that clip. Here it is.
The United States should lead an international effort to protect key population centers in Syria, especially in the north, through airstrikes on Assad's forces. To be clear, this will require the United States to suppress enemy air defenses in at least part of the country.
Oh.
The ultimate goal of airstrikes should be to establish and defend safe havens and havens in Syria, especially in the north.
All right, let's stop right there.
Opposition forces can work.
And oh, I'm sorry, where they can organize resistance. I'm sorry, continue. Finish the clip.
Organize and plan their political and military activities against Assad.
Oh, that's enough. Oh. Just like we saw 8-9 months ago in Libya, where they now admit it's upwards of 40,000 people killed, and they're lining the blacks up, who are black Libyans, the Saudi Arabians, people that have come in, and they're killing them. By the way, I get threatening emails. I see videos that are made by Saudi Arabians, you know, saying, you bet we're taking over, and we'll get you too, Jones. I mean, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't want my country over there engaged in this. You guys want to kill each other? Go crazy. But don't send my military. I don't want to be involved. I don't care if you're Iranian, Saudi Arabian, Syrian. I'm an American who just wants my freedom. Don't you get it? You know, it's like the whole Serbia thing. I've gotten death threats before from Albanians and people going, how dare you side with the Serbs, you dirty scum. I'm not siding with the Serbs, Albanians, anybody. I know NATO went in there and blew that country up and ethnically cleansed Serbs as well to destabilize that entire region. And it's wrong, and my military shouldn't be there. Don't you get it? I mean, it's that simple. And then we've got more clips of him saying, arm the rebels. I mean, this is the beginning of World War III.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.